Whoever's doing the talking is doing the learning. That is a phrase I live by in my classroom. Meaningful talk in the classroom is one of the biggest levers you can pull to help students truly understand. A popular math discussion protocol is called a math talk. Have you heard of it? This is Honest Math Chat, and I'm Mona Eel of Mona Math. I'm a former math avoider turned math teacher cheerleader, and I'm going to get real honest with you about math classroom culture, engagement, math discussions, and all the student-centered instructional practices to help you empower your students to love and understand math deeply. So every Monday on Honest Math Chat, we're going to work together to make our classrooms places where students see themselves as mathematicians. But let's not wait. If you're ready to engage every learner and get them pumped about math, you've got to use math discussions. I welcome you to download the guide to engaging math discussions right now. Go to monamath.com/discussions. You'll get all my best tips on how to guide on the side while getting every child meaningfully engaged in discussing their math thinking. A math talk is a term coined by Kathy Richardson and Ruth Parker in the early 1990s as a means to get students talking about math and making sense of math. Their goal was also to change the culture of math classrooms, moving toward inquiry and curiosity. So what's a math talk or a number talk? Math talks are an approach to developing an ability with computation that engages children in thinking about number. This approach helps students add, subtract, multiply, and divide using the mathematics that is meaningful to them, rather than following procedures that are not meaningful to them. So what that definition is telling us is that a math talk or a number talk is just an opportunity for students to share their thinking about how they are adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing. It's a way for them to describe what makes sense to them. As this definition describes, it says what's meaningful to them, rather than following procedures that are not meaningful to them. Oftentimes, the way that we were taught in the way that we teach is to show students what to do. We often tell them why it's important. We tell them the steps to follow and why those steps are important to be followed in the certain way. However, that doesn't mean much to them. That doesn't attach to what they already know or their schema. Our students come into our classrooms with a lot of understanding about putting together and taking apart, about sharing equally, about groups of. So when we build on students' innate ability to problem solve and compute, then we teach students in meaningful ways. Number talks are just one way that we can help our students share their meaningful thinking. Oftentimes when we talk about math talks, we're talking about problem strings. So when you do a number talk, traditionally, the way that Richardson and Parker described in their early work was you would give students a problem, maybe 4 plus 5, and then they would solve it and you would share what they did on the board. Then you would give them another related problem. If the first one was 4 plus 5, then maybe you give them 14 plus 5 and so on. So those are called problem strings. Pam Harris says a problem string is a series of related problems purposefully sequenced to help students construct mathematical relationships so that powerful strategies become their natural instincts. This powerful teaching tool is designed to help students mentally construct mathematical relationships. I know that is a dense description of a problem string, so let's break it down. A problem string is simply a series of problems, but they're purposefully selected. The numbers are purposeful, and that it will help students construct relationships, mathematical relationships. So if we go back to 5 plus or I'm sorry, 4+5 and then 14+5. That's helping students develop that relationship between the tens place and addition, right? That we can add the ones and add the tens. This is a way for students to attach new learning to old learning. We all learned about schema in our college classes and how when we have new learning, it sticks and it's more meaningful when we attach it to old learning or things we already know to be true. So problem strings are a perfect way to do that. Usually, problem strings are used to help move students toward a specific strategy or way of thinking. So let me give you another example. 8+2, and then 18+2, and then 17+4, 23+9, etc. This promotes students thinking about creating a 10. 8+2 creates a 10. Then when we do 18+2, we can create two 10s. 17+4, there's that 10 pair of 6+4 in there somewhere with an extra one. Getting students to think about those 10 pairs and creating a 10 as a way to make adding more efficient. Problem strings are going to create that strategic move to help students move along the trajectory. Now, let's talk about the importance of math talk in classrooms. Why is it important? It helps our students build fluency. Gone are the days of time tests and memorizing your facts. It's not meaningful. It won't stick. Instead, we need to teach our students to make the meaning of the math. The teachers I've worked with that have created classrooms where students are both engaged and achieving in math have helped their students develop deep meaning and understanding of math. Their students talk about their thinking and share their in-progress thinking. When students share this thinking, this helps the teachers formatively assess where their students are so they can better meet the student where they are and help them develop the understanding that they need to progress along the trajectory of understanding. But why can't we achieve this deep understanding without so much discussion? We know that discussions are hard to manage, right? But the answer is that we can't develop deep understanding without discussion. Discussions help students process what they're learning. It helps them learn new perspectives. It helps students understand deeper what they did because they're explaining it to others. Discussions help students revise their thinking along the way. And discussions help students use evidence to justify their reasoning. This approach really does help your students build conceptual understanding that it's going to lead to procedural fluency. Now let's break that down real quick. Conceptual understanding is understanding the math concept. Not just knowing the steps to find the answer, but actually understanding what the operation does and why it does that. For example, the multiplication symbol means groups of. So being able to consider a problem like 12 times 4 as 10 groups of 4 and 2 groups of 4, that shows conceptual understanding. Procedural fluency is when the students deeply understand the concepts that they can start to apply them fluently, creating or adopting some procedures that make doing the math effective and efficient. So before you go off into your classroom and start leading math talks, which I absolutely want you to do, we need to get the steps of actually leading this math talk down. We have to talk about your classroom community. The thing is, students aren't going to take risks. They're not going to push themselves to productively struggle. They're not going to make sense of what others are saying if you haven't established a community where students are expected to build relationships, to listen to one another. And none of this will happen if the classroom community isn't safe to take risks and share your thinking that's in progress and make mistakes. You have to create a classroom community where mistakes are used to fuel the conversation and are celebrated. More than just a poster that says mistakes are welcome, expected, and celebrated. This type of thing has to permeate your classroom, be a part of every routine, every interaction, and every lesson. So once you have that classroom community, and if you need help with that, go and check out my other episodes. I have so many episodes on classroom community. I'll link them in the show notes. All right, let's talk about leading a math talk. Identify what skill you're hoping to have students work on. This could come from your standards or a common misconception you see in class, or maybe even an upcoming topic. So then you're going to develop or find problem strings to use during that number talk. You can find these on the internet, books, so many places. Number talk materials are prevalent. So facilitate the number talk with these steps. Number one, establish a routine and reinforce those norms. Are they going to sit at the carpet? Are they going to raise a finger, a thumb, a hand when they have an idea? Are they expected to have one idea, two ideas, or solve it in as many ways as they can? Write the first number sentence on the board. Remember, it could be something like 8 plus 5, or it could be 12 times 1/2. Then students solve in their heads. No need for whiteboards or pencil and paper. This is a routine that is hoping to help students do the math in their head and develop that procedural fluency. Then have your students indicate that once they have solved, and then they should move on to solving it in a different way. I like to have my students put up one finger when they have one solution pathway and a second finger when they have a second way, and so on. Once you've noticed students have had the chance to start to solve and they have their fingers up, start by asking students what answer they got. Write the answers on the board. Get that out of the way. Validate all answers. Then ask students to share their strategy. They should describe what they did and why they did it, and write as they describe it. You scribe what they did as they describe it, mistakes and all. Then ask for a different way to solve and scribe that as the student describes it. And once you have all the strategies up on the board, do a quick I notice turn and talk to help students see the similarities or differences. Then give the next problem in the string. I like to use my whiteboard for this so I can have the first problem string on the left and the second problem string, or the second problem in the string on the right. Repeat the solving and the sharing. And then my favorite part is to ask students to use the previous problem to help them solve this new problem. Or you could even ask them to draw connections between the two problems. This really helps students drive toward that strategy of noticing relationships and being able to describe what makes strategies efficient and effective. And that's it. Now you have all the steps you need to lead a math talk. Don't forget, establishing the time for students to talk in math class is absolutely essential to their conceptual understanding and their procedural fluency. If you want more tips on how to get your students talking in the math classroom, I have a free math discussion guide. You can go to monamath.com/discussion and get that free guide that'll walk you through how to do this and so much more. Well, that was your dose of honest math chat for today, friend. Thanks so much for listening. It would mean so much to me if you subscribed, shared this podcast with your friend, or leave a comment. If you have not downloaded my free guide that I made in response to the questions you have all about engaging your students in math discussions, go grab it, monamath.com/discussions. And if you have other questions that I haven't answered, shoot me a DM on Instagram at @HelloMonaMath. I can't wait to chat more with you next week. Remember, we're here every Monday. I'm always listening on my way to work. When do you listen? See you soon, friend.